Well, Dr. Brand, I don't know if you know this, but this is the fifth state we have recorded Mondays with Miles in. Of course, we are in Nashville, Tennessee at the 2008 NCAA convention, and just like we did last year in Orlando, we're going to talk about your State of the Association address, which was delivered on Saturday. Give me some of the key messages that you tried to get across.
The theme for the entire convention is that the NCAA is a higher education association. And the speech actually was directed towards that. It tried to help people understand the details of what that means. What are the roles of intercollegiate athletics on campus in particular, and in what kinds of advantages they provide, but also what kinds of challenges.
Well, you hit on it a couple of times, the educational value of athletics.
That's the primary role that intercollegiate athletics plays on campus. It has educational value. Primarily for the student athletes, but frankly for all the students as well. It involves learning, not necessarily, of course, learning chemistry and physics and philosophy, but it involves the kind of learning that takes place within a college education. You know, it's not what happens in the laboratory or in the library. It's not about writing papers or taking tests, but it is about how do you learn to persist through obstacles? How do you learn to work in teams? How do you learn to work together with people that you don't know or aren't like you? And how do you consistently persist towards excellence? And all those are skills, frankly, you learn on the field and the court.
Are we not doing a good enough job of putting the academic piece and the athletics piece together at this point?
I think there's a real tendency by student athletes, by athletic program members, as well as the general public and the media, to separate them, to pull them apart. We purposely use the word student-athletes with a hyphen in between, even though not everyone likes that term. The fact of the matter is that term adequately represents these individuals. They are students and they are athletes. And we need to put them together, but not everyone understands that and sometimes purposely tries to pull them apart.
Going to class, going to practice, going to games, it's not easy. You referenced in your address that this is quite different from the professional model, this collegiate model of sports.
Well, if you're a professional athlete, you're interested in winning. That's all that counts. Now, even a professional athlete wants to win in the right way, but that's your total interest. You're hired to win, and you're playing to win, period. That's your life. A student athlete is different. A student athlete has multiple obligations, including academic success, getting a degree, as well as participating in sports. Balancing that athletic those athletic goals with academic goals as well is a very important and more difficult task to do. So that differentiates the collegiate model, which involves students who are also athletes, with the professional model, where we're just dealing with athletes.
You discussed academic reform, and we're at a new place with APR, and you said some teams aren't going to hit that benchmark. Where are we with that?
Well, actually, we're in a better place than we were before, but not exactly where we want to be. In the past year, for example, I thought we were heading down a pathway which would penalize many teams, particularly in the sports of football and basketball. Progress has been made, and that's good. I think there'll still be some teams penalized, probably more than we want, but I think we're starting to see some understanding within athletic programs, and particularly on teams, of what's necessary to happen. I think our student athletes are responding very well in addition. So we will see some teams penalized, particularly in the spring when we have 4 years of data and we remove the margin of error, small squad size adjustment, but it won't be nearly as many as we thought it might be.
You also discussed the importance of community on campus, and you lauded Division II for its community engagement initiative. Can we discuss a little bit about that initiative and what you hope the entire association takes from it?
Well, I think intercollegiate athletics actually has a role to play in creating community both on and off campus. And Division II, as it began its strategic positioning statement, understood that very well. So they're asking their student athletes more and more to be involved in engaging the community, whether that's service learning, it's reaching out, it's the Make-A-Wish Foundation that the student athletes are involved in, it's Habitat for Humanity, but mostly it's pride in connecting the campus with the community, and that's terrific. Now, of course, there's on-campus community, too, that student-athletes, not just in Division II, but the other divisions as well, work very hard to achieve and are benefited by it.
You discussed the importance of reaching student-athletes earlier, prospective student-athletes earlier in the process. That kind of goes hand-in-hand with the community engagement, doesn't it?
It does, to a great extent. That's an important point. I was thinking primarily, though certainly not exclusively, of young basketball players. What we're seeing in the sport of basketball in particular is that young men aren't preparing well enough to go to college while they're in high school or even before. You have to prepare for college when you're in the eighth and ninth grade. At least be thinking about it and know what kinds of courses you have to take and get the right attitudes in terms of studying and academic preparation. And I think we just have to do a better job of reaching out to these young men, particularly in basketball, but also in football and baseball and other sports, to make sure that while they're in high school, particularly the first years in high school, they know what's expected of them, not just athletically, but also academically.
Final question, State of the Association, 2008, what is it?
Oh, I think we're doing extremely well. I feel good about the fact we're doing better and better each year. But we're not doing perfectly because the issues and the challenges that are part of intercollegiate athletics aren't those that you solve once and for all, just the opposite. They come back time and again in new guises or new issues and challenges arise. So while we're doing better and better and solving our problems and making progress, whether it's an academic reform or better competition, we'll continue to face challenges in the future. And what's important about intercollegiate athletics is how we address those challenges. Can we do it as a group that has pride in who they are and what they want to accomplish, and they understand well what the goals are? Once that happens, I think we can meet all the challenges in the future.
Thank you, Dr. Brantley.
My pleasure.